Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Look, this whole trip I had with the dive god Neil Watson and Captain Slate, Captain Walt.
Oh, you might have mentioned that.
Yeah. I mean, it comes on the tales of last week's show where we interviewed a bunch of the folks that are being inducted into the International Diving Hall of Fame in the Cayman Islands. That was quite a show last week that I know none of you listened to, right? Because you didn't do your homework.
No, CJ, I had to wash my hair.
But these people have all made quite the contribution to the dive industry, and they're being recognized accordingly for it. And if you didn't, I encourage you to go back and catch up with the rest of the class and listen to that.
So you're feeling a little inferior because you want to be inducted in.
No, I don't need any accolades or anything like that. But I would like to leave my mark on the dive industry, and there might be a skid mark in some circles, but I would prefer to be something of value, and that's why I was thinking maybe be a particular
about
type
a
of
scuba radio T-shirt.
Hey, what school you go to?
Scuba radio hat.
Yeah. No, a Gregulator. I mean.
Gregulator.
Gregulator. Stick it in your mouth and suck it. So we have the marketing, we have the name. We just got to come up with the particular feature that it would entail and it would have.
I thought that was the saying for our scuba radio snorkel.
Stick it in your mouth and suck it.
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
That could be the Scuba Radio Snorkel Suckers.
Yeah. Well, those are
Christmas candy for diving.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, but that's a Christmas thing. We can do both.
How about
we're not above stealing from our own stupid ideas. Yes,
how
Barry.
How about if the Gregulator had the camera mounted on the mouthpiece?
To film what so you exactly?
So you're swimming along and you want to take a picture of something, you just bite down on the bite a little bit.
I love it. Ooh, nothing but bubbles.
That's an idea.
Huh. Okay. Another
does it have extra large exhaust ports for when you're belching? Because you burp a lot?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You burp, you fart, you're very a gaseous person.
I don't know where you're getting this nonsense.
Extra large exhaust ports for when he vomits after
Yeah, we already talked about
we've
that.
We've already discussed that, Casey.
They already went there.
Sorry, a macerator.
Yeah, great minds.
Maybe vents or that look like fins.
Don't involve themselves with this show.
Shark gills.
Okay.
That could be cool.
I think you're overthinking this.
Right. I'm trying to make it cool.
Right.
It's got to reflect you.
Exactly. It needs to just be something
more. So then
more
it just
common.
Needs a picture of you on the front.
I mean, that, it could be something, with a thumbs up, like a face of me.
Yeah.
Headshot with a thumbs up. That probably would do
sterling
it.
Sterling silver.
We might want to do market research on that.
Why?
Some focus groups.
And
see if people actually like that.
Why are they going to try to peel it off?
What are you laughing at? I'm just trying to come
down.
Up with something
I
to give
the
industry,
the
okay?
Later, and they say, wait, let
don't
me
cry.
Get this picture off of
are you.
Are
you upset?
You guys are making fun of my
Greg,
idea,
you're very,
okay?
You're very sensitive. Is it that time of the month?
Quit it.
I love the way it breathes. I hate the way it looks.
Okay. All right, fine.
Maybe put a little Greg in
let's
your mouth.
Let's change.
This regulator sucks.
Yeah. Well, what about the Barry buoy? I mean, that has a kind of a ring to it.
It looks like a Weeble or something.
Well, it's like instead of a dive,
they wobble and they don't fall.
The
down.
Barry booty or Barry booty.
Booty.
Oh. No,
it looks like a booty.
Freudian slip.
No. Oh, we know what's so great.
And then the dive flag sticks right in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
And, it has a big dive flag.
It has a big red thing on the top.
I was thinking more
of it's a floating buttocks with a dive flag sticking out of the top.
No, it's got Greg on top.
Greg, what's this fixation with buttocks?
No, I said the Barry buoy. I mean, there is a product out there called the butt buoy. And we could just steal that idea and call it the Berry Booty or Berry Buddy.
Yeah,
or Berry
if you'd like to get sued.
Booty. No, I don't care about that.
You Why should. Would,
no, well, heck no.
Greg.
Jerry Greg. The Diver Guy loves the idea.
Serious question, Greg. Since you're putting your face on the regulator and everything, are you gonna put your face on Barry's butt cheeks? Ooh.
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 We're waiting, Greg.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Well, I mean,
take your time.
No.
We got time.
I'm going to block it out is what I'm going to do.
That's a valid question, Greg.
What? Valid question.
Are you going to be consistent with your marketing?
What do you mean?
You're putting your face and your likeness and your name on everything. So,
no.
The Barry Bowie has got your face on the buttocks.
Would this be a scuba radio thing?
You could. Think of this. You could put your face so it follows the curves and gives a little thumbs up.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
Actually, you could really experiment with the thumb placement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just do a couple mock-ups. See what works.
I'm trying to share the love amongst the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and all you guys are turning it around back on me.
You're such a giver.
I mean, the Cock Johnson safety sausage, that makes total sense.
Right.
The Barry Buoy, which could be like a dive flag.
There is already a butt buoy.
Right. This would be the Barry Buoy, which would look like an older man's hairy buttocks floating on the surface of the ocean.
With Greg's face on it.
And a dive flag sticking out the top.
We could turn the triangle into a hazardous warning symbol and put your face on it.
Okay, let's get over my face. I'm not about taking all the glory.
It's not a matter of all the glory. Yeah. It's like Flanagan's always has his face on everything.
Okay, whatever you say. But Barry, I'm trying to help you out here, and you're just
look at all the Flanagan cup you have.
Maybe it has Barry's face on it.
No, see, it wouldn't sell then. It would have to have Greg's face.
What would Vinny's product be? What his dive piece of dive gear? If I do the reg, pumpkins, Barry does the buoy.
Pumpkins.
I'd have to
we
do.
We talked about that. We're gonna do furry Spanx.
I don't even know
what
that
is. Put your thumb on them.
What would that be exactly? Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
Furry Spanx. We talked about it before.
Yeah, but I still don't even understand what that
Maybe
would be.
Maybe that's for cold water. Keep you warm.
Yeah, it would keep you warm.
Oh, fleece-lined Spanx.
But that would be more in the line of Gay Bigfoot.
Yes, that would be more of a Jerry the Diver Guy kind of thing, right?
Are you going to put your face on that one?
That might be a BC. Put it on.
No, the Vinny
look like Sonny Bono.
I thought it was going to be a Vinny vest. You know, like you have the Cock Johnson safety sausage. Barry has the Barry Buoy. Vinny has the Vinny vest, which would be like a heated rash guard kind of contraption.
Ah, heated rash guard.
Yeah, everyone needs one. And then
I've never needed one.
Casey could be. I don't know what Casey and Bubble Boy and Jerry are going to contribute. Yeah. So we got to start thinking along. We got to come up with an entire line stuff if you want to have any kind of legacy left to the dive industry.
It's okay. The three of us will be simply background people pushing forward your glory.
What about a meal prep kit?
Yeah.
It's Bubble Boy's Conch Pistol Helper.
Huh. Okay. All
just
right.
Add with conch pistol.
Actually, you know what? They did serve those up in Bimini last week. We were on the the island.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they
did. Go to Abby?
Those poor newbies.
They ate them.
With bourbon to wash them down and a cigar afterwards.
Yeah.
He got us with that 20 years ago.
We had it. I didn't have any, but Big Mike's conch salad stand there in Bimini. Yeah, Captain Walt or Gomez or Julio sucked down one of them noodles.
Ugh.
Bahamian
he should
Viagra.
Know better.
He was like all about it. I'm like, okay, all right.
Nasty.
See, it's a thing. All right, look, that's hour one. We apologize. We'll try to do better for hour two or take it even lower.
Can't get any worse.
That's what we do here as divers. More coming up. Stay close. Scuba radio on the boat or down below if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go! Scuba!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.